Today we will take a look at the Triumph Speed Twin 1200. Is it the best modern classic? When Triumph revived the Speed Twin name in 2019, it wasn't simply resurrecting a historic badge from the company's illustrious past. Instead, it created what many riders consider the sweet spot of the modern classic motorcycle market, a machine that blends authentic British heritage with genuinely engaging real-world performance. Fast forward to 2026, and the Triumph Speed Twin 1200 continues to sit proudly at the centre of the Hinckley manufacturer's modern classic range, positioned between the laid-back Bonneville T120 and the more focused Thruxton-inspired machines that came before it. The Speed Twin 1200 offers an intoxicating mix of style, practicality and performance that is difficult to ignore. But with increasing competition from rivals such as the Kawasaki Z900RS, Yamaha XSR900 and Ducati Scrambler range, does the Speed Twin still deserve its reputation as one of the finest modern classics money can buy? After spending time with Triumph's charismatic roadster, the answer becomes clear remarkably quickly. The Speed Twin 1200 is one of those motorcycles that manages to look purposeful without trying too hard. From every angle, it appears lean, muscular, and athletic. The sculpted fuel tank, brushed aluminium details, and minimalist tail section create a motorcycle that looks equally at home outside a trendy city cafe or parked beside a winding country road. Unlike some retro-inspired motorcycles that can feel overly nostalgic, the Speed Twin strikes a clever balance between old and new. Traditional twin shocks, round headlamp, and classic proportions sit comfortably alongside LED lighting, premium switchgear, and modern electronics. The attention to detail remains one of Triumph's strongest attributes. Paint quality is excellent, the engine casings look superb, and the overall finish gives the impression of a premium machine built to a very high standard. It's a motorcycle that invites you to take a closer look. At the heart of the Speed Twin lies Triumph's 1,200 cubic centimetre liquid-cooled parallel twin engine, producing around 103.5 brake horsepower and a healthy dose of torque. The engine perfectly captures the character expected from a modern British twin. It doesn't chase headline-grabbing horsepower figures, nor does it need to. Instead, it delivers power in a way that feels accessible, engaging, and endlessly enjoyable. Twist the throttle from low revs, and the Speed Twin surges forward with a rich wave of torque. The engine feels strong throughout the rev range, making overtakes effortless and reducing the need for constant gear changes. Whether you're filtering through urban traffic, cruising on the motorway, or attacking a favourite B road, there's always usable power available. The six-speed gearbox is slick and precise, while the clutch action remains light enough for everyday riding. One of the highlights is the soundtrack. The 270-degree firing order gives the engine a distinctive character, producing a deep, throaty exhaust note that perfectly complements the motorcycle's personality. It sounds authentic without becoming antisocial, and riders will often find themselves holding gears slightly longer simply to enjoy the accompanying soundtrack. This is an engine with genuine soul. Perhaps the biggest surprise for riders coming from more traditional retro motorcycles is just how capable the Speed Twin feels when the road starts to twist. Weighing significantly less than the Bonneville T120, 236 kilograms, the Speed Twin, 216 kilograms, feels agile and responsive from the moment you leave the driveway. Turning is quick without feeling nervous, while the wide handlebars provide excellent leverage through tighter corners. The chassis inspires confidence, allowing riders to carry speed naturally and smoothly. The suspension setup strikes an impressive compromise between comfort and sporting intent. Marzocchi upside-down front forks and twin rear shocks provide sufficient control when riding enthusiastically, while still absorbing the bumps and imperfections commonly everywhere on British roads. The result is a motorcycle that encourages spirited riding without punishing the rider over longer distances. Braking performance is equally impressive. Twin front discs paired with Brembo calipers deliver strong, progressive stopping power. Initial bite is reassuring, while overall feel at the lever remains excellent. A BS intervention is unobtrusive and works seamlessly in the background. The Speed Twin may look retro, but underneath it offers handling performance that would surprise many riders accustomed to modern naked sports bikes. One of the Speed Twin's greatest strengths is its versatility. The riding position is relaxed without becoming lazy. The handlebars sit naturally within reach. The foot pegs are positioned comfortably, and the seat height makes the motorcycle accessible to a wide range of riders. Long-distance comfort is generally excellent. The seat offers good support, and the riding position avoids placing excessive strain on wrists or shoulders. Riders can comfortably spend several hours in the saddle before fatigue becomes noticeable. Wind protection is naturally limited due to the naked design, but that's hardly unexpected. At motorway speeds, riders experience a reasonable amount of wind blast, although many owners choose to fit a small fly screen to improve comfort on longer journeys. For commuting, weekend rides, and occasional touring duties, the Speed Twin performs admirably. While the Speed Twin embraces classic styling, Triumph has wisely incorporated modern technology where it matters. The instrumentation combines analog-inspired design with digital functionality, providing essential information without overwhelming the rider. Ride modes allow adjustments to throttle response and traction control settings, helping tailor the motorcycle to varying road conditions. Traction control works discreetly in the background and can be switched off if desired. LED lighting improves visibility while maintaining the motorcycle's retro appearance. USB charging options and additional accessories allow owners to customize the bike according to their needs. Importantly, none of the technology feels intrusive. Triumph has avoided the temptation to overload the motorcycle with unnecessary electronic gadgets, instead focusing on features that genuinely enhance the riding experience. A common criticism of performance-focused motorcycles is their tendency to become inconvenient in daily use. The Speed Twin avoids this trap. The engine remains smooth and manageable at lower speeds, making urban riding surprisingly straightforward. Fuel economy is respectable for a 1,200 cubic centimeter twin, allowing reasonable range between fuel stops. Maintenance intervals are competitive, while Triumph's dealer network throughout the UK provides reassurance for owners. Luggage options, heated grips, and various factory accessories further expand the motorcycle's versatility. For riders seeking a single motorcycle capable of handling commuting, weekend blasts, and occasional touring adventures, the Speed Twin makes a compelling case. One reason for the Speed Twin's popularity is the sheer potential for personalization. The motorcycle serves as an ideal platform for owners wishing to create something unique. Triumph's extensive accessory catalogue includes alternative seats, luggage systems, fly screens, exhaust options, and cosmetic upgrades. The aftermarket scene is equally impressive. From cafe racer-inspired builds to stripped-back custom roadsters, the Speed Twin adapts remarkably well to individual tastes. Even in standard form, however, it remains one of the most attractive motorcycles currently available. It manages to look timeless without appearing dated. The modern classic segment has become increasingly competitive in recent years. The Kawasaki Z900 RS offers excellent performance and strong value for money, wrapped in styling inspired by the legendary Z1. The Yamaha XSR 900 delivers more outright performance and sharper handling, but lacks some of the Speed Twin's traditional character. Meanwhile, Ducati's Scrambler range provides a lighter, more playful alternative, although it doesn't quite match the Triumph's premium feel or engine charisma. What separates the Speed Twin from many rivals is its balance. It doesn't necessarily dominate any single category, but it performs exceptionally well across all of them. The Speed Twin appeals to a remarkably broad audience. Newer riders moving up from middleweight motorcycles will appreciate its manageable nature and predictable power delivery. Experienced riders will enjoy the engine's character, quality components, and engaging handling. Those returning to motorcycling after a break often find the Speed Twin particularly appealing, thanks to its accessible ergonomics and timeless styling. It is also a motorcycle that suits riders who value emotional connection as much as outright performance. This isn't simply a machine designed to achieve impressive lap times. It's designed to make every journey enjoyable. The Triumph Speed Twin 1200 continues to justify its reputation as one of the best modern classic motorcycles on sale today. It successfully combines heritage-inspired styling with contemporary performance, delivering an experience that feels both authentic and thoroughly modern. The engine is charismatic, the handling is engaging, and the overall quality remains impressive throughout. More importantly, it manages to excel in everyday riding situations rather than focusing solely on performance figures. Few motorcycles offer such a convincing blend of style, usability, and rider enjoyment. For many riders, the Speed Twin 1200 represents the ideal modern classic, powerful enough to entertain, comfortable enough to use daily, and beautiful enough to admire every time you open the garage door. In a crowded marketplace, filled with retro-inspired machinery, the Triumph Speed Twin 1200 remains one of the genuine standouts. We would give the Triumph Speed Twin 1200 an impressive rating of 9.5 out of 10.